It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Ingersby home, diddy hoon, gada sadoo. Ye burskbeer, horn, beer, skier, bork, bork, bork.
The SEC Bakery reopens on Saturday. Unbeaten Texas A&M is really, really looking forward to this Saturday's cupcake college football game against struggling 1-10 FCS member Samford. Yeah, S-A-M-F-O-R-D. The Southern Conference Bulldog should be a much tastier morsel than last week's early delivery from the SEC Bakery Shop in Columbia, South Carolina. The 3-6 South Carolina Cream Puffs, Gamecocks, we're supposed to show up in College Station on Saturday and bow down to the mighty 10-0 Aggies. The folks in Las Vegas had established the Aggies as a 17.5-point home favorite and expected to cruise to an 11th straight victory in 2025. I noticed that Coach Mike Elko's name was scrolling along the bottom of ABC's television coverage during the game on Saturday afternoon. The A&M football coach had just signed a 6-year contract extension worth more than $11 million per season after guiding the Aggies to a sterling 10-0 start this year in 2025. But have you ever heard of the term battered Aggie syndrome? Texas A&M fans have a tendency to become a little bit overexcited about their football team. And sadly, the last few decades have seen the fast-starting Aggies fade coming down the home stretch almost every football season. The Aggies have never won the SEC title since joining the league in 2012. They have never appeared in the BCS nor the college football playoffs. And Texas A&M's last national championship came in 1939. After years and years of football disappointment, a significant portion of the Texas A&M fan base has coined the phrase battered Aggie syndrome. They get excited early in the year and then become depressed as their team falters late. It's very much like Peanuts character Lucy trying to pull that football away from an oncoming Charlie Brown before he gets a chance to kick it. And you know what's going to happen every time good old Chuck gives it a try. This year's Texas A&M football team came into Saturday's game 10-0. The coach had just received a very expensive 6-year contract extension, which is another story for another day. So what could possibly go wrong Saturday in College Station? Lenny. South Carolina showed up and played their finest first half of the football season. Texas A&M served the visiting team a first half assortment of tasty football-flavored turnovers, such as 2 interceptions and a timely fumble recovery. South Carolina played nearly flawlessly during the opening 2 quarters and took full advantage of A&M's generous Texas-sized home field hospitality. Those gracious Aggies allowed the Carolina visitors to jump to a shocking 30-3 halftime lead. Oh no! Texas A&M's crowd of more than 100,000 in attendance were suddenly wondering, why didn't I wear that battered Aggie syndrome t-shirt to this football game? Texas A&M's now wealthier football coach, Mike Elko, looked like he was in shock as he departed Kyle Field for the locker room following the first half of play. Meanwhile, Coach Shane Beamer was dropping a few hints of his own at halftime. The South Carolina team might want to reciprocate on some of that generous hospitality during the second half of play. The Gamecocks listened, and they switched places with the Aggies in the second half. Texas A&M rolled off 28 straight points to beat South Carolina 31-30 and complete the biggest comeback in Texas A&M history. Carolina coach Shane Beamer is still employed, I think, as I write this on Monday, November 17th. The coach would be due nearly $28 million if the South Carolina athletic boosters felt the desire to make Coach Beamer the 12th FBS coaching casualty of the football season. But the SEC Bakery is open again and has a variety of pastries for you available this Saturday. Check out this list of who made this schedule for some of the SEC teams this coming weekend. Texas A&M, now 11-0, is going to host FCS Samford at 1-10. Georgia, who's 9-1, will tackle American Athletic Conference member UNC Charlotte, who's 1-9. Alabama, who's 8-2, will be at home for FCS opponent Eastern Illinois, who's 4-7. The LSU Tigers play host to Sun Belt Conference member Western Kentucky. Those guys are coming in at 8-2. Likewise, South Carolina, who's 3-7, will be home for the Sun Belt's Coastal Carolina, who's 6-4. I guess those last 2 games were expected to be an easy home contest, but they may not turn out to be. The 11th game in the season this week has become a cupcake week in the SEC after the league started playing its 12-game football schedule. Many teams now want their season to end with a historic rivalry game. Next week's schedule will feature Alabama versus Auburn, Georgia taking on Georgia Tech, Ole Miss at Mississippi State, and Texas hosting Texas A&M. That leaves lonely week number 11 this weekend for non-conference action. The same reason that Samford and Eastern Illinois and the others accepted invitations to play in such games is strictly to collect about $1 million in financial guarantees just to show up. In addition to Texas A&M's good fortune in the second half against Carolina, a few other top-rated teams were quite fortunate to come out on top as well. Ole Miss is now 10-1, and they trailed coachless Florida 24-20 heading into the fourth quarter in Oxford Saturday night. But the Rebels scored two fourth-quarter touchdowns and escaped with a 34-24 win over a very tough group of 3-7 Florida Gators. Georgia Tech is also now 10-1, but they were on the verge of losing to 1-10 Boston College last Saturday in Beantown. A short field goal with 11 seconds left lifted the Yellow Jackets to a 34-32 win over BC and kept Georgia Tech's college football playoff hopes alive. And meanwhile, it was the 8-2 Michigan Wolverines who nearly became an upset victim on Saturday as well. Big Blue turned over the ball three times to the Northwestern Wildcats, who are now 5-5. But a field goal on the game's final play lifted Michigan to a 24-22 win. Michigan visits 4-7 Maryland this week before hosting arch-rival Ohio State, who's 10-0, on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's time now to check out the brand new SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 15, 2025. Coming in this week at the 25th position from the American Conference at 8-2, it's the Naval Academy. Number 24 this week out of the SEC, the Vanderbilt Commodores, who are home for vastly improved 5-5 Kentucky. That should be a good game at 2:30 p.m. Saturday. The Utah Utes come in at number 23 this week out of the Big 12. They are 8-2, and they'll be at home against 5-5 Kansas State on Saturday afternoon at 2:30. The number 22 team this week back in the survey from the ACC is the Miami Hurricanes. Number 21 out of the Big 10 we just talked about on the Michigan Wolverines. At number 20 this week from Conference USA, hey, look at that, Conference USA, 8-2, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers will visit LSU's Tiger Stadium on Saturday night to play 6-4 LSU. That game is at 6:45 p.m. on the SEC Network. Number 19 from the Big 12 Conference this week, the Houston Cougars will host 6-4 TCU. That'll be a good game at 3 p.m. Saturday on Fox. Our 18th rated team, San Diego State from the Mountain West. Number 17 this week out of the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. Tulane will hit the road at 5-5 Temple this Saturday at 2:45 p.m. on ESPNU. Number 16 this week from the SEC after their big win over Alabama, the Oklahoma Sooners will be home for 7-3 Missouri. That'll be a good game at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The surprising number 15 team this week keeps on inching up the survey from the Big Ten, the University of Southern California. The Trojans will be visiting 9-1 Oregon. That'll be a great ball game, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. Notre Dame is our number 14 team. They'll be at home this week for 3-7 Syracuse. Number 13 this week from the SEC is Alabama. We have one 9-2 team this week at number 12, the Virginia Cavaliers out of the ACC. Number 11 from the Big Ten Conference, our first 9-1 team, the Oregon Ducks. They'll be at home to play 8-2 USC at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. Now our top 10 teams at 9-1 from the Sun Belt Conference. It's the James Madison Dukes. They'll be at home to play Washington State, who's 5-5, at 12 noon on Saturday. Number 9 from the ACC, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. They'll also be at home for a tough game against 7-4 Pitt at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. From the Big 12 Conference comes 9-1 BYU. They're our number 8 team. They'll be visiting 7-3 Cincinnati. Number 7, hey, look at this, from the American Conference, the North Texas Mean Green. They'll be traveling to play 5-5 Rice, 6:30 p.m. Saturday night. Number 6 this week in our top 9-1 team, the Georgia Bulldogs. Now our top 5 teams, all with 10 or more wins. From the Southeastern Conference, at 10-1, the Ole Miss Rebels. They have a bye week, and their next game is against Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. That'll be the Friday after Thanksgiving. Our top-rated 10-1 team from the Big 12 is Texas Tech, who's also on a bye week this week. Their final game will be at West Virginia after Thanksgiving. We have three undefeated teams remaining at number 3 this week, barely escaping their game against South Carolina. the 10-0 Texas A&M Aggies. Number two this week from the Big Ten Conference at 10-0, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They'll host 5-5 Rutgers at 11 a.m. Saturday on Fox. And our top-rated team for a fifth consecutive week at 11-0, the only 11-0 team in the land, the Indiana Hoosiers. The Hoosiers are off this week, but then they'll travel to 2-9 Purdue for their season finale on November 26th at 6:30 p.m. on NBC.